Hey y'all! As the release date for Necessary Evil comes closer, I have another recommendation for a podcast that I love, Warlock. Warlock is a fantasy audio drama with an anime twist following the adventures of Nova, a young woman who dreams of being a powerful sorcerer but was born without magic. That all changes when she strikes a bargain with a mysterious woman and her life changes forever. Warlock has everything you want from a classic anime adventure. The action, the goofiness, the sound effects, and, most importantly, the heart. There are currently 3 seasons out, with more on the way. All relevant links are in the show notes. For now, here's episode 3, Meet Briar, Rose or Thorn?
Yeah, sun's going down. Hey, we better head to the tavern if we want to meet Teach on time. I guess that means we're done for the day.
Ooh, hooray! So there may be one problem. I don't know if I can stand up again.
Ren flashed a smile, and with one motion, scooped Nova up onto his back.
Hang on tight. If you let go, I'm not picking you up again.
As the light began to fade, the duo headed off into town. And though Nova felt like her arms were about to fall off, she knew that today she had started to truly master her power. And maybe, more importantly, she made a new friend.
Long ago, the world was at war. But then the 10 dragons arrived and changed everything. They brought peace to the world and gave us the gift of magic. Those who can use that magic are called sorcerers. But that is about to change. My name is Nova, and this is the story of how I became the first warlock.
Episode 3, Meet Briar, Rose or Thorn?
After a grueling day of training, a weary Nova and Ren finally arrived at the tavern. Though night had only just fallen, rowdy patrons were already spilling out of the front door in laughter and song. The drunken goblin sat near the city's edge, but the surrounding district still buzzed with life.
Why did Sirion have us meet here exactly?
Well, it is a popular spot, but Teach has asked me to meet up here the last 3 nights I've been here. So I think it has more to do with the food. He orders this meat pie every time. Personally, I think it needs a little more seasoning, but he goes nuts for it.
Are we even allowed inside without an adult?
I'm an adult. 6:34. You're early. I knew I liked you too.
Zarian had appeared behind them in an instant, silent as a shade.
You sure act childish sometimes.
Come on, let's head in. The two of you need to get some rest. You know what they say, the best adventures always start in a tavern. Plus, the food here is incredible.
Zarian opened the door and ushered the two of them in. They were immediately met with the sound of tavern songs, rowdy patrons, and some of the most delicious smells Nova had ever experienced.
Zarian! Ren! Saved you a table.
You're the best.
As Nova stepped inside, something caught her attention. Oakvale was a city largely populated by humans, yet the tavern brimmed with folk of every kind. In the streets, Zarian's crimson skin and horns drew stares, but here, he blended into the crowd. No one so much as blinked.
Whoa! If the food is as good as it smells, I can understand why we're here!
Have a seat. I'm going to order us some food. Don't even look at the menu. Just trust me on this, all right?
Zarian scurried off to the bar, disappearing into the crowd. Ren dropped into the nearest chair and casually kicked his feet up onto the table, as if he owned the place.
Nothing like a good meal after a hard day's work.
They'd barely settled in when a hulking ogre took notice and began lumbering towards their table, each step sending a faint tremor through the floor.
Hey, Pumbo, check it out. A new sorcerer!
Behind him, an orc stepped away from the bar, Nova couldn't help but notice the massive battle axe strapped to his back.
Another one, Grumble. This one's so puny.
I'm actually average height for my age. I think you're just big. Hi, I'm Nova.
Nova, huh? Well, Nova, when some hotshot new sorcerer comes into our tavern, we've only got one question.
The two loomed over Nova as she glanced up nervously, only for their scowls to melt into wide, toothy grins.
What's your legacy? How many push-ups can you do? What's your favorite dessert?
Astral, 5, caramel custard. And that was 3 questions. Did I pass?
You idiot! Out of my way! That one and I have a score to settle!
A werebore pushed Grumble and Tumble out of the way to have a seat across from Wren.
Hmm? Oh, I see you recovered from last time, Tusk. You sure you're ready for another thrashing?
The first 2 times you got lucky. There's no way I'm losing to some brat 3 times in a row.
With a smirk, Wren leaned forward and planted his elbow on the table, arm outstretched in a clear challenge.
No tricks, no legacies. Just a pure test of muscle.
Oh, you sure about that, big guy? I want you to at least have a chance.
Let's dance, punk!
You're going down, little piggy.
Tusk began to show strain as he tried to lay Ren's hand flat onto the table. But Ren looked like he hadn't even broken a sweat. And with a yawn, Ren asked,
Is that all you got?
And almost effortlessly, Ren slammed Tusk's hand to the table surface.
I can't believe it. How is there so much strength in such a little guy?
It's not just about raw strength. It's about the... Hey, who you calling little?
If you got beef, maybe we should take our contest outside for a real sparring match.
Ah, finally you're showing some real metal. What do you say, Twinkles? Me and you take on the 3 of them, it might almost be a fair fight.
Oh, please, oh, 10 dragons, no! I can barely move from training. Sarian, anyone, please save us!
Hey, morons, leave them alone. They look exhausted.
A woman at the end of the bar barked at the 3 oafs without even glancing up from her pint. Her hood was pulled low, but Nova couldn't miss the 2 furry ears poking through the top, black with smoky gray tips. She wore a sorcerer's uniform, though it looked like it hadn't been washed in weeks.
Also, we're children.
I believe she's a kid. But how old are you exactly, Wren?
What's that supposed to mean? You say I look like some kind of old geezer?
But before another shouting match could begin, Zarian walked back over to the table with a tray full of food.
Dinner is served. There's plenty. Dig in. Make sure you try the steak and ale pie. It's world famous. And another beer for the cat at the end of the bar.
Are we even allowed to have ale? I don't think my mom would enjoy that.
Don't worry, Twinkles. The alcohol cooks off and just leaves the flavor. Though not enough flavor, if you ask me.
Oh, okay. 1 steak and ale pie, please.
Nice job bringing some kids into a tavern, Zare. Some real grade A teaching.
She turned around to sneer at Zarian, but to Nova's surprise, she had a human face.
Good to see you too, Selena. I'll buy the next round of milk, too.
Go back to hell, Zarian.
This is the best thing I have ever smelled.
It's the best food for miles. As you can see, people come from all over just to grab a bite. Now, dig in.
Thank you for the meal!
The 3 sat down and enjoyed their delicious steak and ale pies. The tray also had other delicious-looking entrees that Nova had never seen before.
Not bad. I still think these pies could be better.
Ren is crazy! These things are out of this world! The crust is perfect. Crispy on the edges, but all soft and buttery where it soaks up the gravy. And the meat just melts. And that ale sauce? It's like drinking a campfire on a cold night.
I told you, it's delicious. Just make sure you pace yourself.
I'm not feeling too good. I probably shouldn't have eaten that 3rd helping of manticore kebabs.
Oh, I'm ready for dessert.
Wait, they have dessert?
You 2, focus. Tomorrow, you'll meet your third classmate. She lives in a small village called Greywood near the Western Mountains. I think she'll be able to teach you both quite a lot. She's level 3.
Level 3?
Oh, I suppose you don't know about this yet, Nova. Registered sorcerers are all assigned levels based on their power, skill, and mastery of their legacy and mist. For example, Nova, you're level 1.
What? Level 1?
And Ren is level 2. See? I'll show you. Kaida.
A small puff of smoke appeared on Zarian's shoulder. As it cleared, Kaida, his blink pseudo-dragon, was perched on it, a leather-bound book in her front claws.
Thanks, Kaida.
Then, just as quickly as she appeared, she vanished from sight, poofing back away.
Level 2? Maybe based on what I've shown you so far. I ain't interested in what some dumb book has to say about me. Real-world impressions are all that matter.
Wait, what's the highest level a sorcerer can get to?
Oh, it's 20. But pretty much no one ever gets there.
Well, what's your level?
13. But I might level up to 14 soon. I think I'm due for a level now that you mention it. I keep asking the headmaster.
Let me see that book.
Nova flipped through the pages until she found her entry. It was just as Zarian said, a large red 1 glaring at her from her page.
I guess it makes sense. I did just get a legacy. I wonder... Briskwood, Blood Bank... Bloodweaver! Wait, she's level 3? Seriously?
Kira's legacy manifested years ago. She's had a lot of time to master her power.
I'm never gonna be as strong as her, am I? I don't even want to see Balthazar's. But maybe...
All right, that's enough. Give me that. You'll torture yourself. Now, go get some rest. We head out at first light. And make sure you wear a change of clothes. We're going to be traveling incognito tomorrow.
Why?
We don't want to draw too much attention to ourselves, especially near the mountains. We aren't exactly on the best terms with Stoneshale, so I'd hate to be spotted so near the border. Oh, look at me. I went and ordered too much food again. Does anyone else want anything?
I'm starving. I'll take that if you're done.
The ogre reached for Ren's plate. Little did he know, Ren had added a few spices of his own.
Oh, I wouldn't touch that if I were you. I added my own special spice blend to it. It's heavy on the ember root. Tastes fantastic, but it's pretty spicy.
I think I'll be fine, little man.
Grumble took a large bite of the pie in an attempt to show off. All it took was a few seconds before the ogre started to cry out in agony.
Oh, water, beer, an ice spell, anything? Somebody get me something.
Here are your keys. You both have rooms upstairs. I'm gonna catch up with Selena. I'll see you down here for breakfast.
They all went up to bed. Nova's body ached with exhaustion, but her mind refused to rest. For the first time in years, she felt her dream might actually be within reach. As she drifted off to sleep, thoughts of her father and brother lingered in her mind, mingling with the distant clink of flagons and bursts of body laughter echoing through the tavern. The next morning, she made her way downstairs to find Zarian already at the bar, quietly eating breakfast. He wore a dark gray doublet over a black undershirt. Nova, meanwhile, had chosen a light blue blouse with long sleeves and a pair of light brown breeches held up by simple suspenders.
Morning! Have you seen Ren yet?
Right here, Teach.
Ren appeared at the top of the stairs, his cape billowing as usual. However, he was still shirtless.
Aren't we supposed to wear different clothing?
I did! I'm wearing my black pants!
Leave it to that knucklehead to miss the idea that we are supposed to look unassuming. Although I will say the black pants and white boots do look really cool together.
It's fine. I don't think we can make Ren stand out any less than he already does. Now, eat up. We need to hit the road.
Can I ask a question? Why don't we just teleport there?
Oh, fair point. But my power gets a little tricky if I teleport more than two people. You don't want Ren's arm coming out of your head, do you?
And what's wrong with that? Sounds like an improvement to me.
That's horrifying.
Don't you know teleportation? You're level 13, you get like level 7 spells or whatever.
That's true, but I picked Finger of Death.
finger of what?
So, we're on foot. That's why you need to eat. It's a full day's walk.
After a hearty breakfast, they set off westward, keeping a steady pace along the forest trail. Every few hours, they paused to rest, but never for long. Zarian took the opportunity to offer occasional lectures, pointing out useful herbs or naming creatures that cross their path. The sun dipped lower in the sky as they reached the base of the mountain. Just as the shadows began to stretch, a flicker of movement in the trees caught Zarian's eye.
Look, all I'm saying is there's no way an owlbear would lose a fight to some glorified teleporter like a phase panther.
Oh, keep dreaming. Owlbears are strong, but a phase panther would be dancing circles around it.
Eight. They can probably handle that.
Handle what?
Nova turned to look at Zarian, but he was gone.
Zarian!
Shh, quiet. We're not alone.
Branches snapped and leaves rustled as a group of bandits dropped down from the trees, surrounding them in an instant. Blades flashed in the fading light, their eyes gleaming with malice.
Oh! 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait! There's 8?
What a bunch of chumps. Barely a challenge. Barely even half a challenge. Though there are a lot of them. Good thing I got you here, Twinkles. I'm great and all, but I struggle with too many against me at once.
You fools! You've crossed paths with us, the Chosen Bandits. We were once so weak, but now we have strength of magic on our side. Fear us! Fear our magic items! Fear our strength in numbers! We will take every piece of gold you've got!
Alright. I'll take the loudmouth and the two chumps next to him. Once I get started, hit him with the light show.
Okay.
I shall go first. I am Gronko the Great. I shall use the power in this hat to destroy you. Prepare yourself, for this shall be your final moment on this earth. Magic, come to me!
Gronko pressed his left hand to his forehead, channeling the magic hidden within the hat. His brow furrowed in deep concentration, as if the effort physically hurt. With a dramatic sweep, he thrust out his right hand. A glowing light sparked to life in his palm, growing brighter, pulsing with mist. Then, with a sudden poof, the light vanished. In its place, sitting in Grongo's outstretched hand was a rat.
A rat. Yes. Attack this enemy. I command you.
Little did he know, the Hat of Vermin was a finicky magic item. It could summon creatures, yes, but commanding them was another matter entirely. The rat blinked once, gave a small squeak, and promptly scurried off into the woods, leaving Gronko staring at his empty palm.
You done?
In a flash, Ren dashed forward and punched Gronko in the face.
Frozen fist!
In one hit, it was over. The head bandit lay shivering on the ground, covered in a layer of frost.
Sorry to put your boss on ice. Guess I should have you guys keep him company. Taser grip!
The scene erupted into chaos as Ren engaged with the remaining bandits. Ren dashed forward with a storm of punches and kicks flying into them.
Now it's up to me to take out a bunch of you with one big blast. Prepare yourselves for an astral beam!
Nova turned her focus inward, gathering energy for a powerful blast. She dramatically thrust out her hand towards the gang, only for a tiny beam of light to sputter out, stretching no more than 2 feet before fizzling into the air.
Astral beam.
Aw, come on, kid. We worked on this. If we survive this, we are going to have to double your training routine.
Come on, power. Work.
What are you doing? Are you stopping my attack?
Don't blame me. I was trying to nap. You should be able to do this on your own. These men are hardly worth my attention.
Nova tried again, but nothing but a few sparks and fizzles.
Oh, this is just embarrassing. What a waste of my beautiful power.
If you're not gonna help, then be quiet. Astral Beam! Astral Beam!
After one final attempt, Nova began to run.
Run! Ah!
But Ren was still in the middle of fighting his fair share of bandits.
Crap, Twinkles! Do a different spell!
I don't know any other spells!
You gotta know something else!
A bandit cornered Nova. He raised his club high in the air.
Ho ho, got you!
Ren!
Twinkles!
Looks like you could use some help.
Just as the bandit raised his weapon to strike Nova, a thick vine shot from the underbrush, coiling around his ankle. With a sudden yank, he was hurled into the air, crashing through the branches above. Briar Nightshade, Legacy Botany. She is able to grow and manipulate plant life.
Hey, don't just stand there, do something.
A girl stepped into the clearing, white hair streaked with vine tendrils. She wore an Oakvale sorcerer uniform, her piercing green eyes locked onto Nova.
Watch out! There's another one over!
Yeah, I'm aware.
The bandit roared as he charged Briar, great axe raised high. But before the blade could fall, a thick vine burst from the earth, slamming upward, catching him square in the chin and launching him off his feet in a brutal uppercut. The bandits rushed in to attack Briar. She swept her arms from side to side, and vines erupted from the earth like writhing tentacles. With fluid and precise movements, she guided them effortlessly, the vines sneaking around the four attackers, before yanking them aside and binding them tightly to a tree.
I take it you can handle the last one? Or do I need to do that too?
I give up.
Show off.
Briar shook some of the ruffians upside down to relieve them of their magical items. Dozens of small trinkets fell out of their bags and pockets.
Are any of these helpful to you, Professor Zarian?
Zarian walked out from behind a nearby tree to inspect the loot.
Yes, I'll be taking these back with us. Although these are some low-rated dolts, I'm curious who gave them these items. Though, from the looks of it, most of them are common magic items. Ren, nice work. Nova, looks like we need to work on your skill under pressure.
You disappeared on purpose?
Of course. I sized them up pretty quickly. I wanted to see what you two can do in a field test. Think of it as a pop quiz. I didn't expect Briar to show up. Speaking of, Briar, meet the other members of Class Red, Ren and Nova.
That was really amazing. Thank you for all of your help. Wow, you really are already level 3. No wonder you were able to take out so many of them in just one swoop.
Look, I had it handled, okay? But, thanks for saving Twinkles.
Of course. It was simple. Like something a child could handle.
I'm gonna scout ahead so we don't get jumped again.
And with a grumble, Ren stormed off.
Little smartass. I'll show you simple. I'm hungry, that's all. Next time
I'll 10, no 20. I should probably go talk to him before he sulks for the next few days. You two can hold up the rear. Use this time to get acquainted.
And just like that, Nova was once again walking beside a stranger. Briar kept her gaze forward, arms crossed, offering no words or glances. The silence stretched between them, and Nova couldn't help feel like she was intruding on her own walk.
Thank you for helping me out.
It would have been more of a nuisance watching you fail miserably.
How did you get to be so powerful?
I'm guessing you don't know who I am, do you?
Yeah, you're Briar Nightshade, my classmate. Zarian told me all about you.
Yes. Yes, I am. I thought my reputation would have given myself away.
Okay, well, I'm sorry I've never heard of you before yesterday, but your legacy is incredible. The way you just swept the floor with those guys.
Like I said, it was all child's play.
How long have you had your legacy? I'm actually pretty new to mine, so as you may have seen.
Look, we're classmates, not friends. I don't need to know your backstory. I just need you to start carrying your own weight. Got it? If it's going to be 3 years of me picking up your slack, I'm going to ask for a class transfer.
Briar picked up the pace to catch up with Zarian and Ren. Nova stopped in her tracks. The fleeting moment of excitement at meeting her new classmate was quickly swept away.
Being friends sure would make things a lot easier.
Nova, come on, we're almost there!
Oh, right. Coming!
Meanwhile, in a cave nestled deep within the forest, golden light spilled through the trees as the sun dipped below the horizon. A badly bruised and beaten member of Grongo's gang cowered before a figure sitting in the dark.
Did we steal anything? Are you kidding me? I barely made it out of there.
And you say they were children? How pathetic.
They were sorcerers! That vine girl was there. She helped this buff kid with a pompadour and some girl with a sun tattoo on her hand.
Wait, a sun tattoo? Did she have lavender hair?
Yeah. Why? Do you know her?
No, but I know Foundation is after her. This might not have been such a bad day after all. This might be just what I need to get back in his good graces.
The figure leaned forward to reveal himself in the fading sunlight. He was a thin yet muscular man wearing a tan sorcerer uniform from Stoneshape, the neighboring great city. He had long, wild blonde hair, and on his face was a sandstone mask, once broken, but repaired with thick iron rivets.
I'll show him. He'll see. He'll see that he needs me. Flint, come here.
Yeah, boss.
I have a little errand for you.
Warlock, Episode 3, Meet Briar, Rose or Thorn. Nova is voiced by Claire Clausen. Ren by Nick Akins. Briar by Sasha Cifuentes. Grongo and Skarn by Matthew Quattlebaum. Grumble by Ron Murphy. Selena by Carrie Romeo. The Lady in Darkness by Tamara Deering. Additional voices by Megan Massey Ware. Mendel and Zarian by Zachary Burrell. Special thanks to all of our Patreon members who help bring this show to life. Music and sound effects by Epidemic Sounds. Special thanks to Wizards of the Coast. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review on your preferred platform. Thank you.
On Warlock! Class Red arrives in Greywood to find the town steeped in unease. Rumors of strange sightings and unusual happenings whispered among the locals. Sensing something amiss, Zarian makes the call to keep the class in town for the week, shifting their lessons off campus so they can keep an eye on the area.
Nice to be away from that stuffy school. Nature is my element.
I'd say it's more my element than yours, Kate Boy.
All right, that's it. There's no way I can go another episode without fighting her.
Anyway, Episode 4, Zarian's Test, Teachers versus Students, on Warlock.
In the far reaches of the world, under a lost and lonely hill, lies the forgotten Tomb of Corridors and all its many ills. This labyrinthine crypt, filled with monsters, traps, and treasure, seeks to destroy your mortal form and seal your soul forever. Originally called Tomb of Horrors, based off the original created in 1979, included in my version of Tomb of Corridors will be its own background information, a legend of the tomb as it relates to the land of Hyrenor, and quite a few unserious hijinks. I'm Amelia Somm, and I will be your dungeon master. Embarking within the tomb, we also have
Haley as the Queen's Ravens,
Stella Jo as the Sacrificial Sisters of Alpha Kappa Mori,
Cyrus as a lesbian who keeps coming back wrong.
New episodes release on Mondays, wherever you get your podcasts.